The most dreaded mom in the entire daycare center was Vanessa's mom. And the reason Vanessa's mom was the most dreaded one of all is because Vanessa herself was a baby in the infant room. And that meant that each one of us teachers during Vanessa's journey through the daycare was going to have to deal, be a servant of, Vanessa's mother at some time and deal with her instructions and lectures and concerns and insistence that we treat her Vanessa more special than any of the other children at the daycare center. I was in charge of the 18-month-old children, and so it wasn't too long before Vanessa was ready to come to my class. Management, in her infinite wisdom, thought, wouldn't it be neat to sneak Vanessa into your class without telling Mom? And that way, she could adjust to all the changes without Mom being stressed out and wringing her hands and pressuring us at every minute. And I thought that was a pretty good idea, so they snuck Vanessa into my class without telling Mom, and she adjusted very well because, in actuality, she was a very sweet and intelligent child. And in no time at all, she had learned that old MacDonald had a bat with an ee-ee here and a of his wings there. And she learned, Vanessa, be nimble. Vanessa, be quick. Vanessa, jump over the candlestick. And on Friday, she learned that all the kids grabbed a crepe paper streamer and ran and danced to the William Tell Overture. We had a really cool class. And after about 2 weeks, management decided to tell Vanessa's mom. And the Wednesday before, she said, Mrs. H., great news! Next Monday, we're going to graduate Vanessa to Miss Denise's 18-month-old class. Isn't that great? I don't think so, said Vanessa's mom. Is there a problem? Well, I should say there is. There is no way that my Vanessa is setting foot in that woman's room until I have had a conference with her. And believe me, I have a lot of things to say. Oops. The next day at nap time, I got all my kids to sleep, and then I waited for Vanessa's mom to arrive for our conference. She showed up with a ceramic pot in her hand that had a long electrical cord dangling from it. Do you know what this is? This is a potpourri pot. You put potpourri and water in, and then you plug it in, and a wonderful aroma goes across the room and gives a nice ambiance to the room. Because you will have it plugged in the whole time my Vanessa is in your room. Right now, your room smells like dirty diapers. And this will just not do for my Vanessa's self-esteem. She continued to talk while my mind wandered off to visions of this ceramic pot falling and breaking into sharp shards while hot water is spewing over my 18-month-old children, and we won't even talk about the electrical cord. I just decided that there was no way this was ever going to be plugged into my classroom. Furthermore, my Vanessa has IBS. Do you know what IBS is? She was still talking. IBS is irritable bowel syndrome. What this means is that the food goes in and it comes out immediately. You will check my Vanessa's diapers more often than how often do you check your other children? Every 30 minutes? Sure. Well, you will check my Vanessa's diapers every 15 minutes because it will not do for her to be sitting in a dirty diaper. I tell you, it will not do at all. I mean, it would not be good for her bottom. It would not be good for her IBS. It would not be good for her self-esteem. So you will check her diaper every 15 minutes. And don't be waiting to smell for a dirty diaper because she has IBS. And IBS means that the food goes in and it comes out so quickly that her body doesn't have time to process an odor to go along with the dirty diaper. So you will check her every 50. Again, my mind kind of wandered off. And when I became aware of things again, Vanessa's mom was leaving the room. I was holding the potpourri pot. And I had a sense that our talk had gone well. When the door was shut completely, I looked around the room and decided to remember this moment forever. January of 1990, Plano, Texas, the day that a mom told me her kid's poop doesn't stink. The day that I realized, and will remember forever, I had heard everything. Thank you.